he is a strong personality. He's the face of the franchise. But it doesn't mean that he's getting it done by himself. It means he's getting it done with partnership, with ownership and personnel. You can't say for 1 second that team is not 100% together. They are. And that was the same thing with me and Mike Tannenbaum and when I was with the Jets in ownership there. And yeah, I was the face of the franchise because of the position that I was in. And guess what? I had a vision for the team and we weren't going to take any shit. And that's exactly how Dan Campbell is. And that's why I think the other thing is, too, get a guy that connects with the fan base and all that. That's why I want to be the next coach of the Jets. And that's what's going to give me. I don't care who the hell you put out there. Nobody's going to connect with this fan base the way I'm going to.
Rex Ryan campaigning for the Jet job. He said more. He talked like... He kind of said, when my opportunity was like a phrase he used a couple
like
times.
He's like, going to get an interview?
He sounds like he knows he's getting an interview.
Quote, blow it up. We're going to blow the opponents up. There's way too much talent on this team to play the way we've been playing. Period. And how hard can you get a guy to play? That's the thing. Like, nobody's seen a team going to play the way as hard as this team is going to play in the future. Trust me, if I'm the guy, trust me. And that's going to be it. That's what's going to separate me from all these other guys you're going to bring in. Your Grudens, your whoever, whatever. Give me a break. They ain't bleep. They ain't New York Jets. I'm all about the Jets. And the great thing here's the thing. Yeah, you get a second chance at it. That doesn't happen very often. Well, when it does, it's usually special. And so we'll find out if I get that chance or not. If not, I hope they have one hell of a guy in place because I still want to be a fan of the Jets. I still want to be. But, you know, when I look around, I know nobody's better than me. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
One. Just.
Hold right, on. Well,
go ahead. I was going to say, I can pick that apart already. More?
Woody Johnson was awesome. I can tell you firsthand from my perspective, he was fantastic. You know what he's guilty of? He's guilty of giving you what you want. That's exactly what happened with this group. He gave them exactly what they wanted. You're convincing him that all you need is a quarterback? Well, he gave you a quarterback, the one you picked. He gave you everything you asked for. This man wants to win in the worst way. That's why I can tell you about Woody. From my perspective, he was fantastic. Fantastic. He wasn't the one who told you to go get Aaron Rodgers. You told him to go get Aaron Rodgers. And so that's what he did. And it never worked out. But at least he fired his gun. Why? Because he wants a championship.
Wow.
Rex.
He's talking like he's going to get the job.
I mean, that's just...
But that's how Rex talks a little bit, right? So like...
Sure. He's campaigning for the job. He's also, you know...
But he's talking in the sense that
the
I'm going
back.
To be... He's doing that, which might help him get the job. He also is talking like when we... Again, like he's talking like he's going to be the coach. But how would he know that at this point? Maybe he would. I don't know. Man, is there anything anyone in this division could do that you feel like would set them back to competing with the Bills than the Jets hiring Rex Ryan as their head coach? Is there any move any team in this division could make that would be respected less
than Rex?
Than Rex becoming the Jets coach. He also says in there, this is like one of the many things he said, is that it usually works the second time. Really? It does? When has it ever, at least in my lifetime, I can't ever remember a coach going back to a place for a second time, and I know Lindy Ruff is currently the Sabres coach, and it's not going horribly, but a coach going back to a place for a second time and it going great, you know? Didn't Art Schell go back to be the Raiders coach?
Yes.
That didn't work, I don't think. Probably doesn't happen that often in the NFL, though, to be fair, right? How many times has a guy gone back to coach a place where he already was the coach? I remember that Art Schell one. I'm almost surprised I even thought of that. Like, I can't believe that it's happened many times.
Yeah, some guys do as like a coordinator.
Okay. Marv came back as the GM.
Raheem Morris was a defensive coordinator in Atlanta and then got the job. Or right, like you've had guys that go back.
Yeah.
Well, like that.
Sometimes they're a coordinator first,
right? And
right?
Then they go back as a head coach.
But how many times does a head coach have a second stint with a team? I bet it never, almost never happens. So, you know, what is he referencing there? Is he referencing like Billy Martin with the Yankees, who had 9 stints or something crazy? I don't know what he thinks is going to happen. He thinks he's Dan Campbell also, by the way. That's another point there. He thinks he's Dan Campbell.
Yeah, right.
He's going to walk in there and be the Lions. Okay, sure. I would love it. Sign me up right now. There's no move I would love more in the AFC East this summer than if the New York Jets hire Rex Ryan to be their head coach. After not coaching for, it's been 8 years. You might have thought the game already passed him by when he was the Bills coach at the end. He then has gone 8 years without coaching in the league as anything, not even a coordinator.
I think the story of like, what's Rex's time here known as? He had Tyrod.
Yeah.
He had
a great defense that he came in and then made average.
Yep.
Right?
Their defense got absolutely torched by Brady.
Yep.
He had the best game of his entire life against the Bills here in a game.
I remember him on a Thursday night against the Jets losing his mind because they beat them like 16-14.
You had 10 men on the field. You had bad punts.
Yep.
You had, I think, you know, you want to talk about culture.
There was
he hired his brother.
Yeah.
Like come on. Rob Ryan's defenses were terrible almost everywhere they went.
Didn't they get in a fight in the summer before that second season?
Yeah,
they were out in a bar or something.
When Rex was here, he was a sideshow.
Yeah, the biscuits, he ate cookies.
He was a caricature.
He wore Clemson helmets.
There's probably a direct domino line to the kind of coach that Rex was to Sean McDermott being the guy. Buttoned up professional.
Yeah.
He is not going to embarrass you.
Polar opposite in every way.
Yeah.
On the character
right.
part.
Both
of it, yeah.
defensive coaches, but this guy is going to exude
professionalism and yeah.
Like McDermott is a Tomlin guy. The standard is the standard. Like, you know, get on board with me. I take this seriously. And Rex is a guy, I mean, he's on TV right now. He's on TV right now because what? He probably can't envision himself going back as a defensive coordinator and
grinding it out.
Sure. And having somebody else be his boss.
Right.
Whereas, I don't know, like if McDermott were ever to get fired, don't you feel like he would just go be a coordinator and like get right back into the mix?
Yeah. 100%.
And I mean, these are like character guesses on some of these guys, but Rex was a sideshow. And then he went on television. Now he's campaigning on television to be the coach.
And that's why I would love it, because I feel like my expectation would be he would go there and it would just be a sideshow again.
Mark in Coconut Creek. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. A little chilly down here in Florida today, so it's definitely a football season. You know, everyone talked a little bit about Josh and quarterbacks. And you know, I was just talking to a buddy of mine, and we were wondering what the jersey sales might look like this year over Christmas. And we both thought like Josh is probably going to, you know, blow it out of the water with, you know, across the country with that younger generation who's really sort of, you know, looking towards that social media and the way he plays and the highlights. But, you know, we just wondered what you guys thought about that. And secondly, with the playoffs, I just like to avoid the Harbaugh brothers at all costs at the beginning, the Ravens and the Chargers. So anybody but them to get it started. So guys, have a good Thanksgiving and love the show.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. I don't know how – I think for me, I don't make it about the Harbaugh brothers, though, usually. Like, to me, the Ravens threat is, for me, more about Lamar Jackson. And I think for most people, it's more about Derrick Henry. And then the Chargers, maybe the Chargers it is about Harbaugh, because that team was chaotic. That team would find ways to lose games for their entire existence. And right now, they have an ability to win close games. Their quarterback looks better than he ever has, and their defense looks better than it ever has. So Harbaugh deserves, I think, most of the credit for turning that all around within 1 year. Right? Like,
yep.
You might even say it's not even really all his guys yet.
He turns,
because it's still mostly a roster from the previous regime.
He turns it around everywhere he goes. And quick.
Yeah.
Everywhere. You know, the results are pretty clear. 803-0550 to join us. You can give us a call on, you know, anything we're talking about, whether it's the one seed race or
Rex is the Jets coach.
Sure. Eric in East Aurora. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Just wanted to talk about rehiring of a coach. The Bills actually did that in the 70s to great success with Lou Saban.
Okay. And with success, one of their best seasons.
Yeah, I mean, their best season in the 70s came with Lou Saban as the head coach in 75,
okay,
where we beat the Steelers, made the playoffs finally and had just lost out. I forget who we lost to in the playoffs before my time. But, yeah. But yeah, that's a good example of a coach that was let go and then came back and had had some great success. So.
All right. Yep, I'm looking right now. That's part. Thanks, Eric, for the call. That's little bit of part of the point, though, is you got to go back to the 1970s to find like when this has really happened. And he is an example. Won the AFL championship with the Bills, and then he came back and he had three winning seasons.
Joe Gibbs.
10 years later
is the name here. Joe Gibbs.
Was Joe Gibbs though the coach of? He was the coach in Washington before.
Yeah,
and then left and came back. Was that good though? Because the only thing I remember about his second stint is that he called. Didn't he call two timeouts against the Bills?
He did.
In a row?
He left in 92 and went back in 2004.
Okay.
Joe Gibbs. Jerry and Kenmore. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a little sidetracked. I want to say something about Rex. But Baltimore, I am not concerned about them, and I'll give you one reason why. They are going to have to fight to get in the playoffs. And Derrick Henry is 31 years old, and he has twice the magic number of touches where that falling off point of 1,600 is. He's got 3,200 between college. He's going to run out of gas. They're not. He takes a lot of hits. I don't fear Derrick Henry at all. It's Lamar you have to fear. Quickly on Rex, I used to remember when he was here, his press conferences, and every one of them he'd say at one point during it, I know I'm a good coach. There's this old saying, if you have to tell somebody you're something, you're probably not.
Mm-hmm. I do remember him saying that a lot. I remember him saying that a lot. Yeah, he went 15 and 16, but does it feel like anybody thought that went well at all?
No.
I don't. The best thing he might have done was pick the quarterback when he got here.
When they hired him, I thought it would go well.
And sorry, I don't mean pick a quarterback, like draft one. Like, he picked the right one out of three options. But you thought it would go well?
Yeah. I thought it would go well.
It was exciting.
Because he had the track record of being the best against Brady. He had that.
Right.
And the Bills were in the division with Brady. He was a good defensive coach. He'd made the playoffs. He'd won playoff games.
He beat the Patriots.
Yeah, like, there was a body of work there where, all right, this guy looks like he's a reasonably good coach. And then he came here, and I don't know if he didn't take the job seriously enough or whatever he did. He wants another crack at it with the Jets.
I think that's always kind of been out there a little bit. Yeah, Maybe he didn't take the job seriously.
If I'm the Jets and you're thinking about hiring him, aren't you asking him, like, what happened in Buffalo? What went on there? Were you in it the way you were when you were a first-time head coach with the Jets?
Maybe.
Were you just happy to be back in the game?
Maybe. If the Jets hire him, isn't it all about nostalgia? Isn't it all about nostalgia? 100%? I don't know that they ask him about the Bills days. Because they might just say, oh, Rex Ryan's the coach. Cool. He's won here before. Bam, that's it. I don't know what the Jets organization, I just wouldn't trust to do anything proper. So maybe not. And on the Henry point, okay, like, is he worth it? Part of my point on him is I'm more afraid of Lamar as the threat because he is having an insane season. I don't know that I would tell you Henry is just going to fall off a cliff because he is different. He is an anomaly. That you're right. There is kind of a rule of thumb. 2,000 career touches. Almost every running back, that's kind of the simple truth. Between college and pro, you hit 2,000 career touches, and then the wheels fall off. It happens for almost everybody right around that number. And Henry is well beyond that. But I don't think Henry's like any other running back.
That's right. There's a reason it's almost anybody because it's not him.
He's not included. Yep. This year, yards over expected. Like if you're wondering, oh, maybe it's just volume, them giving him the ball, he's number one in the league in yards over expected per carry.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR on a Football Friday.